Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Rav Yechezkel Levinstein was once speaking about the Rambam, who says there's a mitzvah to have emunah. And he brought up the question of the Aharonim, of how could it be there's a mitzvah to believe in Hashem? Isn't it so obvious? Just by observing the world we live in, a person could easily recognize that there's a creator. Rav Yechezkel said, I don't understand the question. The mitzvah of emunah is not just believing in one's mind, it's also feeling it in one's heart. Yes, everybody knows there's Hashem, but does everybody believe it to the extent that it penetrated their heart? Is it our natural reaction to feel calm when the unexpected happens, understanding that it came from Hashem? We might know Hashem is running the world. We might know that everything that happens is for our good. But it's much more difficult to actually feel that way. The Pasuk says, V'yadata hayom v'hashebota lebabecha ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. We have to know in our minds and then take to heart that Hashem is the only one in control. On the words, V'hashevota lebabecha, Rabbeinu Bahya'i writes, it's a positive commandment from the Torah. He explains the mitzvah by saying, our belief cannot just be based on tradition. We have to actively try to see Hashem in the world through His actions and through the way He runs the world. When we do see a clear hashkaha peratit, we should go over it in our minds and internalize it. That is how we fulfill this positive commandment. And through constantly looking for Hashem in our everyday lives, we'll eventually bring emunah into our hearts. I read a story in the book Chizuk for Your Heart about a rabbi who was on a trip with his family in Israel. One afternoon, they picked up some food for lunch and then headed back to their apartment. That is when the rabbi's daughter realized she didn't know where her phone was. They went back to the pizza store they were just at, but it wasn't there. They suspected that perhaps the Arab worker there might have taken it, but he denied it. When they got back to their apartment, they checked up on a device that was able to track where all of their phones were. On the screen, a grid of the old city appeared, and each of his family's members' phones appeared in the correct place, except for his daughter's, which was seen moving along the streets of the old city. The rabbi and his son-in-law quickly went to try and track it down. As they wove through the streets, they noticed the names of the streets were no longer Hebrew but Arabic. Finally, they found the street in which the phone was located. But then, the indicator showed that the phone was once again on the move. And it seemed to be moving very quickly, indicating that the culprit was now on the run. They kept going, and then found themselves in the heart of the Arab Shuk. As they stood there planning their next move, the rabbi saw an American seminary girl walking along the street who had obviously made a wrong turn. Instead of making a right to go to the Kotel, she turned left. She asked two Arab men who were standing there, which way is the Kotel? They smiled at each other and purposely pointed her in the wrong direction toward a deserted alleyway. The rabbi ran over to that girl and said, where are you going? She said, the Kotel. That's not the way, he told her. Come with me. It's too dangerous here. The two Arab men were visibly upset at that interference. After they brought the girl to safety, the rabbi and his son-in-law continued looking for the phone, but when it got too dangerous to continue, they went back to their apartment instead. When they arrived back, the rabbi's daughter told him, she found her phone. It was in her room, plugged into the charger in the wall the whole time. The rabbi then turned to his son-in-law and said, if the phone was here, what were we chasing on that screen? That's when they realized Hashem sent them on that chase just to save that innocent Jewish girl from harm. Another clear manifestation of Hashem's involvement in our everyday lives. The more we speak about them and internalize them, the more they'll penetrate our hearts. Have a great day.